All followers of Jesus know that we must always resist the temptations of Satan as he puts those before us. Today, on this Words of Life program, Brother David Johnson will speak to us on the topic, Stand Against the Devil's Schemes, as is shown in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Our Words of Life program is sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want to tell you about Jesus. We now begin with praise for our Lord.
And sing, let choral anthems rise, ye aged men and children bring to God your sacrifice, for he is good, the Lord is good, and kind are all his ways, with songs and honor sounding loud, the Lord Jehovah praise. While the rocks and the rills, while the vales and the hills, a glorious anthem raise. Let each prolong the grateful song, and the God of our fathers praise, and the God of our fathers praise. He bids the sun to rise and set, in heaven his power is known, and our subdued to him shall yet bow low before his throne. For he is good, the Lord is good, and kind are all his ways. With songs and honor sounding loud, the Lord Jehovah
the rocks and the rills, while the vales and the hills are glorious with embrace. Let each prolong the grateful song and the God of our fathers praise, and the God of our fathers praise.
Prayer is a wonderful avenue that allows us to talk to God. Please pray with me. Holy Father, we come before you in prayer, first thanking you for all the blessings that are ours in Jesus. You have given us salvation to all who will accept your Son. We likewise thank you for the material things that we enjoy in this life. Bless each of our listeners with health, peace, and a life that lives for Jesus. Please also be with each one who is serving you. Protect them from persecution. And as always, we ask that we would be found ready when Jesus calls us to himself. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Using Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13, Brother David Johnson will present Stand Against the Devil's Schemes.
Thank you for listening to these Words of Life radio broadcasts as we study together and apply the Word of God to our lives and share its truth with others. The title for the lesson is Stand Against the Devil's Schemes. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. Please listen to the Word of God. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. This is the Word of God. This lesson is about possession, oppression, and obsession with the devil, demons, and demonology for our consideration from the Scriptures and other expert sources. Demon possession in the New Testament is not a rare, not a vague subject, as a short survey of all four Gospels indicates regarding different references to demon possession. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28 and following. It says there, when he, that is Christ, arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him. They were so violent that no one could pass that way. Mark chapter 1, verse 23 and following says, just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know you are the Holy One of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 42 and following. Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. The Gospel of John chapter 10, verse 20 and following. Here an accusation against Jesus Christ. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? So, when the Son of God walked on this earth, demon possession was widespread and commonly believed, as affirmed by all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. However, was it really demon possession? Really about evil spirit domination? An ancient world scholar writes, quote, many readers assume that the belief in demons attested in Scripture are the superstitious beliefs of all ancient peoples. Yet anthropologists who are social scientists regarding the study of the origin and of the physical, social, and cultural development and behavior of mankind, witness possession trances in many cultures even today. Demons' reality, of course, cannot be decided by anthropology. Researchers can demonstrate, however, that the notion that the New Testament writers simply reflect the pre-scientific views of their contemporaries is simplistic and misleading. The main concern of the Old Testament writers was that people avoid seeking to avail themselves of magical powers through the contact with spirits. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 12. The New Testament writers demonstrate two major realities about the devil, demons, or evil spirits. Number one, Jesus Christ has absolute power over all of them, this being a matter of divine authority, not any magic or sorcery. Jesus Christ had no use for demonic spirits and did not seek to employ them to do his bidding. Number two, the New Testament writers mock the claims of magicians by describing their inability to deal with real spirits. For example, the failed efforts of Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8, verses 9 and following, and the sons of Sceva in Acts chapter 19, verses 13 and following, to obtain apostolic authority, illustrate the point that the miracles of the New Testament had nothing in common with ancient magic, end of quote. Dr. Merrill Unger is a Christian scholar, author of Unger's New Bible Dictionary, and an authority on demonology, having researched and written Demons in the World Today. Dr. Unger is no lightweight, having 4 earned university degrees, including a PhD from the distinguished Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Unger writes, quote, "By some, demoniacs are believed to have been persons afflicted with especially severe diseases, either bodily or mental, such as paralysis, blindness, deafness, loss of speech, epilepsy, melancholy, insanity, etc., whose bodies, in the opinion of the Jews, demon had entered. But the evidence points to actual possession by spirits. The demonized were incapable of separating their own consciousness and ideas from the influence of the demon, their own identity being merged and to that extent lost in that of their tormentors. The evangelists in the Gospels constantly distinguish between demonic possession and all forms of mere disease, although sometimes they occurred together. Thus, Christ cast out the spirits and healed all who were ill." Consider the New American Standard Bible, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16. "They brought to him all who were ill, demonics, epileptics, and paralytics." Matthew chapter 4 and verse 24. In Matthew chapter 9 and verse 32, the writer keeps the possession distinct from the dumbness when he writes, "a mute, demon-possessed man." Also in Luke chapter 9 and verse 1, referring to Jesus, "he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases." The evangelists also constantly assert the actions and utterances in demonic possessions were those of the evil spirits. Moreover, some of the facts recorded are not compatible with any theory of mere disease, bodily or mental. One of these facts is found in the case recorded by the 3 evangelists in Matthew 8, Mark chapter 5, and Luke 8, where the demons asked and received from Christ permission to pass from the demonic into the herd of swine or pigs. Also, there is the habitual assertion of Christ's divinity by these spirits. Epilepsy, lunacy, and insanity do not meet these facts. Christ treated cases of demonic possession as realities. He is not only described as rebuking, commanding, and casting out the unclean, evil spirits, but also he directly addresses them. For example, in Luke chapter 4 and verse 35, "he rebuked him, saying, 'Be quiet, and come out of him. Was this all a show and pretense on Christ's part? Christ went further yet, for he deliberately argued with the Jews on the assumption of the reality of demonic possession, affirming that his casting out of demons by the Spirit of God proved that the kingdom of God had come to them, as found in Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 26, end quote. Some teach that demon possession was only possible while Jesus Christ walked the earth, not in the church age. This is not true according to Scripture. For example, regarding Philip the evangelist, obviously in the church age, after Jesus had ascended to heaven. Consider Acts chapter 8, verses 6 through 7. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did, they all paid close attention to what he said. With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed. End quote. Notice again the distinction. What about demon possession today in the 21st century? Is this possible? Brother Robert Garrett, certainly not a sensationalist, has stated that in Zimbabwe, Africa, where he has labored for decades, he has known of spirit mediums possessed of evil spirits. It is still a common belief in Zimbabwe, in Africa, to worship ancestral spirits. That spirit mediums claim to get possessed by ancestor spirits, which of course are not ancestors, but demons involved in occultic practices that no one should get involved in, ever, regardless of place or time. Hal Lindsey, best-selling author of, for example, Satan is Alive and Well on Planet Earth, has written, quote, "Since studying about demon possession and encountering its reality, I recall a neighbor who was thought of by everyone to be mentally ill. From the characteristics he showed, I believe that he was demon-possessed. One night, he almost killed his wife with a hammer. The police came to get him and handcuffed him. He was only about 5'6" tall and weighing about 130 pounds. Yet he was able to break off those handcuffs. It took several policemen to drag him down and lock him in a squad car," end quote. So, can a born-again, baptized believer be demon-possessed? Absolutely not. Why not? Romans chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Also, consider 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? Therefore, do you really think that God's Holy Spirit and a demon could coexist together? Absolutely not. A genuine, abiding Christian cannot be possessed by the devil, cannot be possessed by a demon of any kind, any evil spirit. However, Christians can be oppressed, attacked by demons, with sore temptations, seeking a stronghold, especially if we are backslidden or easily susceptible to certain repeated sin. Although demons are rarely revealed in the Old Testament, yet to be sure they were active, if secretive. Consider Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 17, which says in part, they sacrificed to demons. We can be sure that we today live in times of demon possession, oppression, and obsession with the devil, demons, and all sorts of occultic darkness unseen behind the scenes. Nevertheless, just as sinister. The Word of God counsels and cautions us now in the church age. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 13. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. You can be sure that the only way to be strong in the Lord against the devil's schemes is to personally receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, and thereby be able to resist the devil as you cooperate with the indwelling Holy Spirit for all born-again baptized believers to resist the devil, and he will flee from us. So, dear listener, have you received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? Have you repented of your sin? Do you truly believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and your Savior? Have you confessed Him as Lord by obeying Him in water baptism, by being baptized into Christ Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 38? If not, do so today, because today can be your day of salvation.
bird I fly. Still all my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee.
To stand against Satan's temptations, we need to have the presence of the Holy Spirit who lives in believers. We pray that you are a Christian, a follower of Christ. If you are not, or if you have questions about Brother Johnson's sermon, please feel free to write to us. We will be happy to send you a CD of this and last week's program if you ask simply for 2214. That's program 2214. We are encouraged when we hear from you. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.
Sing.